In Germany, there's a debate in parliament over whether to extend social benefits to prostitutes. Prostitution is partially legal in Germany, but sex workers are not eligible for state-funded health care and pensions. As NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin, there's growing support in the country to change that.
It's estimated that 1 million German men visit prostitutes each year. In most German cities, they're not hard to find.
Namd.
Ein wunderschönen guten Abend. Also ihr könnt zum Beispiel mit dem Auto mal eine Handmassage französisch für einen Fuffi oder ganz oft entspannt ihr gemütlich.
After dark, Berlin streets are filled with friendly and professional women. They're hard to miss. Most wear futuristic-looking plastic jumpsuits. They could be mistaken for astronauts ready to leave Earth for the moon. Germans generally don't regard ladies of the night as a shocking abomination. In a recent poll, 70% of people here said they regard prostitution as a normal job and one that should be classified as an official profession under German law. For now, prostitutes are not protected under Germany's strict contractual laws. So, if a client decides to leave without paying, a self-employed prostitute can't file a lawsuit. But after an 11-year campaign to end discrimination against sex workers, Stephanie Klee is hoping to change that.
My name is Stephanie Klee. I'm working as a sex worker, and I'm a businesswoman with a small company.
Klee has plowed the sex trade for the past 20 years. When she's not on the job, Klee runs a prostitutes advocacy group in Germany.
This profession gives me a lot of freedom. I can decide when I start with working, when I stop with working, if I work a lot or not. I get a lot of money.
And because this is Germany, a little more than half of that money goes to the tax collector.
If the society takes money, they have also to give us.
Klee says that the 500,000 sex workers in Germany contribute about $500 million in tax money each year. But they don't receive social security benefits, can't take part in public pension schemes, and don't qualify for national health care. There is a double standard, she insists, because sex workers aren't that different from therapists or counselors.
We gave our customers a lot of good benefit, so we also want the acceptance. There is a totally need that we are included in the social system.
But Stephanie Klee has a lot of powerful supporters in the government. One of them is Ermengard Schäwe-Gerig, a Green Party member of parliament.
Für uns ist das auch ein Bürgerrechtsthema. Wir sagen, es kann nicht sein, dass
to us, this is a civil rights issue. We don't think that one group in society should be excluded from all the rights that others get. Why should prostitutes be second-class citizens?
It looks like Schäwe-Gerig has enough support in parliament to pass the bill soon. The plan will give prostitutes the right to receive state-funded health care. They'll also be eligible to take part in Germany's generous public pension fund and to take advantage of unemployment benefits. And the law will make it illegal to break a contract with a sex worker. Not surprisingly, not everyone in the government likes the idea. One of them is Annette Wiedmann-Mautz, a member of parliament with the opposition Christian Democrats.
The purchase of a body as a commodity is incompatible with the Christian idea of human dignity.
Wiedmann-Mautz fears that the law will legitimize prostitution and change the public perception to make it seem like any other banal profession. But across Europe, it appears as if that is already happening. The Netherlands recently extended full social benefits to prostitutes, and France will consider doing the same thing soon. Sex worker Stephanie Klee, who will testify in favor of the law in front of a German parliamentary panel, expects to make a forceful argument on behalf of German prostitutes.
We're forcing the government to give us what all the other people in this state have. So it's not special. The definition of the law about profession says if you do something to earn money to survive today and also in the future. This is a profession, and this is what we are doing.
By the end of the summer, if all goes to plan and the law passes, Germany's legal books will classify prostitution as a service activity, the same as food servers and hotel clerks. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.